Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
The Bible, as every serious Bible student knows, does not define words. It uses words like love, faith, righteousness, justification, atonement, and propitiation, but it never defines them. So how do we determine the meaning of any biblical word? We study the words in their context. We examine Greek lexicons. We compare the different passages in which the words appear. I'm not telling you that all scriptural concepts are easy to understand, but in most cases, we can come to a proper knowledge of biblical words. With those brief thoughts in mind, I want to examine briefly what Paul writes about love in 1 Corinthians 13. He begins his great chapter by insisting that men may have all kinds of supernatural gifts, tongues of men and of angels, prophecy, the understanding of mysteries, miraculous knowledge and faith. But without love, these gifts are of no benefit to the person possessing them. A person may be generous to the poor and even sacrifice his body for the cause of Christ. But without love, he does not profit from his generosity. 1 Corinthians 13, 1-3. Paul is teaching that love for God and love for one's fellow man constitute the very foundation for our behavior. Paul next tells us how love behaves, not what love is. Love suffers long. Have you ever noticed that these characteristics of love are also characteristics of God? Peter wrote, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." 2 Peter 3:9. Love is kind, gracious, courteous. Again, this quality also belongs to God. Paul asked the Romans, "Do you despise the riches of His goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance?" Romans 2:4. Love does not vaunt itself and is not puffed up. Those who truly love do not go around bragging on themselves. There are few attitudes which are more offensive than haughtiness and pride. Love does not behave itself in unseemly ways. Getting drunk, gambling, getting in trouble with the law, using foul language, and being sexually immoral are just a few of the ways human beings behave that is so troubling to their families. How can we claim to love our families and our brothers and sisters in Christ and behave so shamefully? Love does not seek her own. One version renders the Greek, "Love is not selfish." A marriage counselor was once asked, "What is the most serious problem in marriage?" He answered without hesitation, "Selfishness." Love, the King James Version says, is not easily provoked. I'm not sure where the King James translators found the word easily in the Greek. The original language says very simply, love is not provoked. We should be most understanding and most patient with those we love the most. But in many cases, the opposite seems to be the case. Love thinks no evil. One version translates the Greek, love does not keep an account of the wrongs committed. Do we ever remind people who sin against us of the previous sins they have committed against us? If we do, we are violating the principle Paul has given us. Love rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Paul closes his great chapter on love by saying, "And now abides faith, hope, and love. These three, the greatest of these is love." 1 Corinthians 13:13. Thank you, and may God bless you.